Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens. It is another beautiful day down under. Welcome to TC Live, our 30-minute pregame show to get you ready for all the action in New Zealand, Australia, and Hong Kong. We are counting down the days to the year's first major. Here is what's on the way. It's pandemonium in Perth. For the first time in 6 years, Novak Djokovic goes down in Australia. How the world number one couldn't overcome his biggest demon. Plus, we've already seen the match of the year. Two former world number ones at the top of their game. All the highlights from Naomi Osaka and Karolina Pliskova's big battle. And fee-fi-fo-fum, Francis Tiafoe begins his season with a new coach and new perspective. We'll show you why that's a problem for any foes of Big Foe. It's time to serve up a coin flip. Heads or tails, it is always a win here on TC Live. We've got you covered for the next 14 hours on Tennis Channel, T2, and TC Plus. Coco Gauff is back in action. Rafa Nadal in his second match of the year. Plus, we got Emma Raducanu taking on Alina Svitolina, and much, much more. It just gets better and better every day of the new year here, January 2024, as we welcome you into our studios here in Santa Monica, California. Steve Weissman, back alongside Coco Vandeweghe and Prakash Amitraj, ready to go to get you ready for live tennis, top of the hour.
Well, a ton going on down under and Hong Kong all over the place, but can we just show a little bit of love to Miss Coco? It's not just us, by the way, that have been feeling the love.
Yeah.
You've been getting love all over social. Even
check this out.
Even Sissy Cuz got in there. Miss Risk came in with some beautiful rave reviews.
I mean, I can always count on Allie Risk having my back. I mean, she has dipped out on any time I've tried to get her to stay out past 8 p.m. Mm. That's her cutoff time, unless she gets a nap. I mean, that's a big task. That's a big task.
By the way, everyone can see this tweet, which is all beautiful, but what you didn't see was the group chat that she started after Coco's first show with me, Steven, her husband, my cousin, and Coco saying how bad her favorite part was her giving all that grief to both me and Steve. So good to know she's giving you both sides of it.
I mean, little do people know that Allie is probably the most quick of tongue on the group chat. She is quick. She's quick-witted.
A little too
and,
quick.
I mean, yeah. No one stands a chance. Not even myself. Not even myself.
Allie Risk, one of the first friends of the show for Tennis Channel.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
So that tweet carries a lot of weight when it's coming from Allie Risk.
Beautiful.
Thoughtful with a touch of humor. You're rocking and rolling, Coco Vandeweghe. All right, let's get straight to the action. Last year's Aussie Open champ, Aryna Sabalenka, has won 11 straight matches in Australia, winning Adelaide, the AO last year, and strong start yesterday in Brisbane.
Oh, yes, and it all starts with her backhand. I mean, when her backhand is firing on the returns, she's so great. We know she has power from the forehand, but that backhand is just so solid. And once she got this opening set, she just played so freely in the second set, really wiping the floor with her opponent. 6-0 second set, and I just want to see if she can still be as relaxed as she was now that she has the monkey off of her back, getting the Grand Slam. I want to see if she's able to stay relaxed into this 2024 season and play as freely and as confidently as she has through the latter part of 2023.
Eight aces in the match, save the only break point she faced. That's 12 in a row down under. Aryna Sabalenka. Relax, that smile says a lot. 3-love, first match of the new season. It would be the second match for Naomi Osaka after more than a year away, and it's a big test against the three-time Brisbane champ, Karolina Pliskova. Coco, this was high level.
Oh, it was high level from the word go. I mean, both these players are big servers. It's not going to be a long 10-shot rally on any of these points. And Naomi was just so quick on the trigger coming forward, realizing the short balls after her first serves. I mean, there was a stat out there that the second serve win percentage for both players was at 22%. So that's first serve was so important so early. And Pliskova is a fighter. She's an underrated fighter and was really able to dig out that second set tiebreaker. And this was still even back and forth. I was expecting some rust from Naomi, having not played as many matches, not being in these situations as often as Carolina has, seeing that she's taken a year off, but she really fought to the bitter end.
Big time stuff. Take a look at the numbers. 87 combined winners to just 36 unforced errors in this matchup. 30 aces between these two. Of course, the big difference, Osaka, 2 of 12 on break points. Pliskova, a perfect 2 for 2. Let's hear from the three-time champ.
I like these conditions. I like to be back. It was a couple of years since I played here, I think about 4, so happy I started here with a win. Usually I play good matches. I mean, last match with Naomi here was also like over 3 hours in 2:19, I think, so happy to start with a win. Of course, start of the season is always important. I thought I played quite well. A lot of things to improve, but good start.
Already got our match of the year, Pliskova, Osaka. How would you assess Naomi Osaka after two matches?
I think she's got to feel really good. I mean, she had a pretty clean win in that opening round, and she played a very high level. To be able to go up against a player like Pliskova, who was very high in the plus column, winners to unforced errors, and you yourself produced that kind of a day, plus winners to unforced errors. I think all signs are pointing in the right direction. She served 14 aces. Of course, the big stats, Steve, you pointed it out, 2 for 12 on break points. Clear sign of just not having been out there getting those pressure reps. But the big thing is, she is creating these opportunities out there. And the more matches she plays, the execution rate is just going to continue going up. But I think it should be all smiles moving forward.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Naomi has nothing to hang her head about in that match. She is definitely one to watch out for this coming Australian Open. No one's going to want to see her name on the other side of the draw against them. I mean, she's going to probably get a seed, if not the first round, but the second round. So those seeded players better watch out. But I agree with you. She needs to clean up those break points. You can't be 2 of 12 and consider yourself a potential top 10 player. You have to really capitalize on those moments and not let them slide.
Glass half full. She created those opportunities.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Down the road, more experience, more match play. She'll be able to convert on those, no doubt. Meantime, over in Perth for the United Cup, Poland taking on China in the quarterfinals. Hubie Hurkacz leading off against Zhang Zhizhen. 10 aces in this match for Hubie. Saved his only break point. This is match point right here. Goes on to win 6-3, 6-4. Hurkacz does his job for Team Poland, and then it would be up to his good friend Iga Świątek. And by the way, Iga comes in riding a wave of momentum. You get it, Coco?
I get it. I got it. I'm there.
World number one was surfing last week, and I don't know, not as good as tennis, but pretty impressive nonetheless.
I mean, gave it a good try. A for effort. I want to see her stand up by next year.
Smiling the whole time.
Zhang Qinwen hoping to give Iga a wipeout on court. She would go up an early break, Coco.
Yes, and I sent you a little bit of drama. I mean, X/Twitter is undefeated when the drama comes out. Iga hitting Queen with a serve in the warm-up. I mean, I love a little WTA drama. But it was so fun to see Iga handle Queen's power. Not many people can do that. Queen hit such a big ball. And Iga was just rock solid. Had a break in the second set. Let it slip. But she is absolutely relentless and bouncing back once she lets breaks slip away. She's able to reset, reevaluate what she's doing right and wrong, and just cleans up this match 2-3.
She's now 5-0 again, Zhang. Well, I like that you call her Queen.
It's her nickname.
Prakash, you would go,
I get him, Queen!
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm talking about.
Give her a little energy
right
out there.
So Poland into the semifinals. Then Australia taking on Serbia, the other Perth quarterfinal. Novak Djokovic had won 43 straight matches in Australia.
Well, and then they had a pretty significant match in Australia last year with Novak completely wiping the floor with Deminar. They both certainly remembered that. But I think that wrist that bothered Novak in that previous match and has been worked on there on the sides, I think that was a real factor here. We saw a few more errors on the forehand side, not able to really let the wrist be loose enough to curl around it. You can see Deminar pounding back into that forehand side. And a lot of credit to the Aussie. He kept it up. You know, when your opponent's a little bit off, it's easy to get a little tight. Oh, my goodness, this may be my chance to be able to beat Novak. But he kept his head on straight, played that aggressive game. Another example there, Novak. Just a ball that he wouldn't normally miss. Another serve where he's sort of, you know, clutching his wrist a little bit after. So I think the wrist did affect all the different shots. But Deminar kept his head on, did what he needed to do, hugged that baseline, and man, was him and Team Australia fired up.
The biggest win of his life. Down goes world number one. Djokovic said, the more I play, the more it hurts for that wrist. But nonetheless, Alex de Minaur, in a shocker, takes out Novak Djokovic. So it was up to Ila Tomjanovic to clinch it for the home country. She does not flinch. 6-1, 6-1, her first win at the United Cup, first win of the season, and Australia takes out Serbia. So Novak Djokovic, I mentioned, first loss in 6 years down under in Australia. 43 wins in a row. It was Hyung Chung back in the 2018 yeah. Australian Open. Last guy, now it'll be Alex de Minaur that will put his name on that list. But how worried are you about Djokovic heading into the Australian Open?
I am and I'm not. Look, at this stage in a champion's career, you see it with Roger. It was the knee that first crept in. Then all of a sudden, it was a little bit of the back. Things start to go. So perhaps that's a thought for Novak. He hasn't really had any major injuries as of late. So all of a sudden, the wrist is starting to bother him before one of his greatest tournaments that he's had so much success in. But time and time again, these things can happen in the smaller events. And Novak just cleans it up for the bigger events. Even it was last year, the previous year, Novak had that slight millimeter tear in his quad, somehow was able to strap it, put it out of his mind, and still come through and win the tournament. I think he just goes to a different level. So to answer your question, not too concerned.
No, I agree with you. I mean, Novak is the king of absolutely being able to have an injury or have any sort of ailment and bounce back. He has all the tools. He has all the resources available and waiting for him. And he's the utmost professional. I am slightly worried with the reps that he will be able to get post figuring out this wrist injury, because he will have such a long time of not being able to hit many balls. And what everyone is looking for coming into the Australian Open swing is getting match reps and live match reps, not just practice matches, because you need that anxiety. You need that stress out there when you're going to play, especially leading into a Grand Slam.
Listen, I don't ever worry about Novak Djokovic. The only thing that makes me slightly concerned, it is the wrist. And that's a different type of injury for a tennis player. Those wrist injuries, they can linger. They can cause problems. We shall see. Hopefully fully healthy to defend his title in Melbourne. A lot more still to come here on TC Live. There is another Emma who is quietly moving up the ranks, and this one could be seated at the Australian Open. I'll tell you all about it.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Coco Prakash, Steve, back on TC Live as we head to Hong Kong. Francis Tiafoe said a lot of people were interested in how I came into this year. I partied hard and had some real good rest time. Now I feel good, Prakash.
Well, he's coming in with a new coach, and you always want to see how someone jumps in with a little bit of a new situation. And he looked nice and impressive all the way through. That's the one thing that I look for, the aggression and picking and choosing when to go after those big shots, because he can come up with shots from anywhere on the court, just like you saw there. Very clean first set, 6-3, down a couple set points here in the second, but he came up with two massive balls. First one there on the serve. Now check this out. Tough one to take up the line, but with that left hand, it don't matter. I'll take that up the line. Cleans up those two set points, gets himself into a breaker. Kecmanovic doing what he does. He's a tough out, doesn't really give you too many errors, but Francis earned all of these points, making his life a little bit easier, working his way into the net. You can see the ball moving through the air, a little bit of a quick court over there. Francis using it to his advantage, keeping the pressure on, and I'd call that a very clean win.
Very clean win. Wants to stay aggressive on top of things this year. So tonight was a promising start. Big foe into the quarterfinals there in Hong Kong. Over in Auckland, Emma Navarro looking to back up her best season. The former NCAA champ is the fourth highest-ranked American woman in the world, Coco, and absolutely crushed her season debut against Alina Avanesian.
She really has. And I mean, you can see even from the word go, she's really been working on her fitness. And it's been a great transition in Emma's career from college now into the pros. It's really a different kind of fitness level because the recovery isn't as long as you normally get in college. And I love seeing her transition game, using the college attributes that she has created over there in Virginia. And it's just been wonderful to watch her progress, mature, and become the player that she is, and knocking on the door of a seeding at a slam. That is a huge milestone in anyone's career to be able to be seeded at a grand slam.
Could crack into the top 30 by the end of the week, into the quarterfinals here. Said I'm finding my groove a little bit. Good to have some court time behind me. When we come back, what could have made Andy Murray look like? Was Prakash challenging him? Were you putting the Dukes up? Like, what's going on here?
I'm not trying to fight Andy. No, I love the guy.
Come on, a little uppercut, you know? I think you got him, Prakash.
Get him, King! Welcome back. We are getting down to the nitty-gritty at the United Cup in Sydney. France and Italy, Adrian Mannarino facing Lorenzo Sonego. How about Mannarino? Three titles, 43 wins last year at a career high, 22 in the world, Prakash.
Absolutely speechless. What a fantastic year he had last year, especially at his age, still finding better and better tennis. Pretty comfortable first set, didn't get face break point once in the first or second set. Cruising, especially on his serve in the high 70s on both first and second serve, percent one. And look, this is not a guy with a big cannon there. Takes the first set 6-4. Now, let's just take y'all back a little bit to one of the more memorable moments on the ATP Tour in 2008. Eugenie just going absolutely AWOL on himself, giving him a little blood. Now, this doesn't look as bad as that, but guess what? Carol Garcia finds it funny. Guy drew blood. Ugh. Drew blood in the middle of a tennis match with that Babolat sign just imprinted on his forehead. And here's the crazy thing.
That's branding right there.
It didn't bug his tennis. Still didn't face a break point in that second set. Guy wins 6-4, 6-4, but he's bleeding from the forehead walking off.
Oof. All right. Don't advise that to your kids at home.
Don't now, get it.
Now 11 wins from 300 in his career. Take a look at the final Group D standings. And France is your champion. Moving on, but so does Germany. Stefanos Tsitsipas and Greece, they're in action against Canada. This is a quarterfinal. Listen, we were saying, will the real Team Greece please stand up after that first match? And finally, they showed themselves.
Well, this is exactly the Stefanos Tsitsipas that we saw play so well in Australia last year, imposing that big frame on his opponent, doing what he does with that forehand, using all the weight of shots, stepping into the backhand, pushing his opponent back, and then, again, able to crunch with that forehand. I think this match was really good for him, finding this rhythm, being able to play good tennis, take it to an opponent that really wasn't challenging him all the way throughout. Wins that first set 6-2, second set, going for that second break, attacking the net pretty comfortably. Serve was rock and roll there, too. Needs a little momentum, Steve, going into Melbourne.
When 90% of its first serve points broke three times, said today was a good summary of how aggressive I can be. So it was up to Maria Sakkari, who had never dropped a set to Leila Fernandez. Not easy, but kept that streak going, Coco.
No, she absolutely came out firing in this match. And I was really looking forward to this matchup because I want to see how Leila is handling herself against solid top 10 opponents. But Maria is looking so much more comfortable at net. Maybe those couple of doubles matches that she has played in these ties have helped her. And the crowd was going bonkers. I mean, the Greeks showed up and showed out for their countrywoman. And I just love when Maria is hitting her forehands like this, moving her weight into the court. Sometimes she gets a little lackadaisical and falls back off of her forehand. But her forehand is so much better when her momentum and weight is coming forward into the court. And that's feeling it right there. That's a way to seal it and deal it to serve for the match.
I like how she was going Hulk Hogan during the match. You just want to hear it from that crowd. Come on.
This is Sparta.
This is Sparta. Saved four set points in the first set. Came from 3-1 down in the second. Wins in straights. And guess what? Greece is into the quarterfinals. They will meet Germany. That one Thursday, 1:30 a.m. Eastern. France and Norway tonight. And, of course, Poland and Australia already punching their tickets to the Final Four. All matches to be played in Sydney from here on out. But here's what's trending on social media. We showed you that shot of Andy Murray. Was that after winning a major, after getting ready for a fight? I mean, what do you think's going on here, Coco?
I mean, he looks ready to throw punches. He's ready to go.
Think
I
he's
mean,
upset?
No, that's a look of determination. That's what I see.
Okay. I give that look when I order like a giant Oh, I thought maybe he ordered a giant cheat meal there, and he was just like, you know, bring it on.
He figured out the Rubik's Cube, and he was really stoked. Jamie couldn't figure it out. Andy got it done. Prakash, have you ever solved a Rubik's Cube?
You know, I can't remember the last time I tried. I'd love to give it another crack now. But I will say, Andy is the type of guy that would solve a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
You know?
Coco, have you done it?
Well, I've never done a Rubik's Cube, but I'm not sure who finished it first, Andy or Jamie. But what I would really like to see is Prakash.
Listen, we
got to give it a go.
No, you didn't. Yeah. No, you didn't.
Wow.
Got one for
well, you.
You
know what's
for?
See, it's not, well, okay, I just,
let's
I'm not going to make any excuses
because
I'm a gamer. But look, if you had given it to me at the beginning of the show, I'd have been able to give you the blues, the greens, and everything.
If you can't figure it out, the excuses are rolling just too quickly off the tongue. I'm not sure that Trojan education. Come on now.
Trojan education. Yeah, I'm
apparently not that great.
There's got to be a trick in the middle, and then you know you got to flip, and then you do this electric slide, and then you turn the.
Coco, they say it takes a minute to learn, but a lifetime to master.
We don't have a lifetime for Tosh.
Oh wait, no, mine's broken. It doesn't rotate counter on the see.
I saw it.
It's defective. Can we just get like a different one? I'll solve it tomorrow if you can give me a proper one.
Is it broken or is something else broken? I don't know.
Gosh, Iceman, I thought we were tight. Wow, my boy.
5:30 p.m. Eastern. We're back for TC Live. Prakash will have that figured out by tomorrow for sure on TC Live, or somebody else will, and we'll say it was Prakash. Leading up to live play in the quarterfinals, Greece and Germany. Maybe after this break, Prakash will have it figured out.
Oh, I got it.
Well, we've got hours and hours of live tennis just moments away. This one's coming up top of the hour from Auckland. Beautiful day. No rain in the forecast right now. So looking forward to the call. Coco Vandeweghe, Chanda Rubin will be leading our coverage from the ASB Classic. And it is now time for our hot shot of the day. And it comes from Holger Rune and Alexander Shevchenko.
Well, Shevchenko on the aggressiveness the entire time, but Rune brings out the African wild dog. Taking the backhand up the line, open foot, uses the quad, uses the strong base. Left hands it up the line. Shevchenko can't believe it. And just throwing a little salt in there, get the crowd involved.
Gotta get the crowd going.
I like this kid's style, especially for this.
We didn't get to talk about Alex de Minaur and his dog status.
No, today I put him at African Wild Dog, for sure. That's as high as it gets.
Yeah. Right.
African Wild Dog.
I agree. I mean, taking Novak down in Australia, that's unheard of.
Yeah, and then he's playing to the crowd after. He's not playing soft about it.
Mm-mm. All dog.
Look at
all dog
all day. Look at these matches that we have coming up. Coco Gauff is in action. Don't sleep on Ostapenko, Pliskova, Emma Raducanu playing Alina Svitolina. Got Rafa Nadal. I mean, listen, second match of the year for Rafa Nadal. Are you still, figured it out?
I thought I'd get a couple extra minutes in there while you were doing the order of play, trying to get this thing going.
Let's get one side. You can get one side.
Okay, no, let's talk about these matches. I'll do it. I'll get this thing before the day's over.
Battle of teenagers, Coco Gauff, Brenda Fruvertova, the younger of the Fruvertovas. What do you expect to see in this one?
No, this is going to be an exciting matchup for Coco. She really has to put her stamp of approval now that she is finally older than somebody. She has to show them the younger crop. Who knew that there would be a younger crop after Coco? But showing that her tennis is better than anyone else's out there. And going up against Brenda, that's going to be a tough task. She gets so many balls back, almost to the point of an annoying gnat flying around it in your room when it gets late at night. I mean, Coco Gauff really needs to show what she's made of. I mean, I'm really excited to see what Coco's got.
I think she'd have a tougher time if she was playing Linda. But this is a great opportunity for Brenda to be able to get out there. She hasn't had too many opportunities against these kind of top echelon of players. So I think a wonderful opportunity for her. She's going to come away with a ton of learned lessons, experience to be able to put forward as she moves up. And for Coco, I think it's just another day. Coco Vandeweghe, as you just mentioned, I don't think Brenda has too much to be able to hurt her. So for Coco, it's just take your time, be aggressive as she was in that opening round, make sure she's the one pressing forward, and continue doing their thing. It's a beautiful time for her.
Big match between Emma Raducanu and Alina Svitolina. By the way, Lauren Davis unfortunately had to pull out of the Australian Open. She's got a shoulder injury. So Emma Raducanu just got directly into the main draw. Doesn't have to worry about that anymore, impressing anyone for a wild card. So what do you want to see from her against Svitolina?
Well, I have this as the match of the day. I definitely am looking forward to this match. And we saw a bit of Svitolina going up against Wozniacki, who gets so many balls back. Very similar to Raducanu, I think Wozniacki is. Raducanu has a bit more of the weapons, bit more of the bravery to be able to move forward. She's implemented a lot of different shots Raducanu has of throwing in the slice, coming in behind the slice. But I'm really interested to see how Svitolina handles those moments. The crowd is definitely going to be on Raducanu's side in this match. I've seen it in New Zealand. They really love Raducanu there.
When Emma was playing her best tennis and she won that U.S. Open, she was spot serving quite well, and she was really just staying up on that baseline. She never backed away. So I think those are the top two things I look for her. And in order to beat a player like Svitolina, that's exactly what she's going to have to do at a high level.
Got to give the edge to Svitolina in this matchup. But certainly, Raducanu playing free this year says she doesn't have the pressure expectations as 2 years now removed from being a champion at the U.S. Open. 3:30 a.m. Eastern, so either stay up late or wake up early if you're a Rafa fan. Nadal back in action against Jason Kubler. Always looking forward to seeing what Rafa has to do after he looked really good in that first match back.
Yeah, he did. And I think for him, the key is, again, going to be not getting into too many drawn-out points. And look, he suffered and used that suffering to his advantage throughout his career. But I think at this stage, use some of that aggression. We saw that against teams, so continue to do that. Continue to go after that first serve. Don't be afraid to be able to come into the net. He's got great technique up there. So adjust a little, but bring that good old Rafa that we know and love.
No, and that's a great way to shorten up points, is coming forward into the net. And these courts in Australia do play pretty fast, and you're able to do that when you have faster courts. You can take a return, come in. But I think it's going to be interesting for Rafa. How does his body bounce back? That's the hardest thing after coming back from injury, is how well does your body recover? Can you trust your injury into the next match and moving forward into the season? That's going to be a really big thing to look out for when Rafa takes the court tonight.
I trust Rafa Nadal. That's one thing for sure. And we've got a lot of big-time tennis coming up tonight. Coco's going to head into the booth, join Chanda Rubin. There is Petra Martic walking onto the court in New Zealand for our first match of the day. But we got Rafa Nadal. We got Coco Gauff. We got Emma Raducanu. Yeah, Yelena Ostapenko. It's a big night. Stay with us here on Tennis Channel throughout the evening. Thanks for watching TC Live.